U.S. military has sent teams of specialists into Iraq searching for evidence of chemical or biological weapons. Defense officials in the Persian Gulf region say that among other sites, the teams have been sent to a chemical plant outside the Muslim holy city of Najaf. But Lieutenant General John Abizaid acknowledged yesterday that U.S. forces have uncovered no proof that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
I think we'll find WMD once we have had an opportunity to occupy Baghdad, stabilize Iraq, talk to Iraqis that have participated in the hiding and in of the development of it, but you shouldn't think it's going to happen tomorrow.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is at U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. What are these teams examining?
Bob, the one site we know of for sure is this chemical plant, which is near the point of the farthest U.S. Army advance into the country.
Well, Steve is having some trouble with his satellite telephone, obviously. But NPR's Alex Chadwick is here, and he has been monitoring television coverage of the war.
Hi, Bob. I have been watching over the weekend and again this morning the broadcasting that's going on and telling the story of this war for many Americans who are seeing it this way. And it was a pretty amazing weekend. There have been television or supposed television wars before, Vietnam and Gulf War I, but I don't think we have ever before seen live video of a firefight going on. This happened in this port city of Umm Qasr, where U.S. and British forces had supposedly taken this in the opening day of the war, but obviously it was not all secure. The video that we started getting from there showed a unit encountering, an American Marine unit encountering Iraqi fighters who were in a, they were holed up in a building, and they suddenly start firing on the this American unit, and these guys react the way military units actually do in this situation. It is just astounding to see that live. Here these guys are crouched down in their trenches. They're firing a machine gun. They call for a rocket and launch a rocket at this building and compound the Iraqis are holding. The rocket misses. They get another rocket and fire that one. It hits the building and everybody explodes in cheering. Quite remarkable to actually see this unfolding in real time.
We've seen rocket launches before. We've seen artillery as it's launched and missiles from ships.
Yeah.
You're talking about small arms and soldiers with M16s.
This is the way war actually is conducted, and it has this, and it's happening live in front of us. There's this kind of weird thing going on where you ask yourself, wait, is this really happening? I also saw a CNN reporter Saturday morning. This was quite early Saturday morning. Brent Sadler, he's up in the north, in northern Iraq, around this town Kalak. And while he's talking, he's just showing you these Iraqis laying mines live on television.
NPR's Alex Chadwick.